So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamesis Zehedyet. The punishment of Skila for inciting others to serve Avodah Zarah refers to a commoner who incites. The Gemara infers, Hanavi Bechenek. A prophet who incites others to serve Avodah Zarah is only liable for Chenek. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, Vahamesis Zehedyet. One is liable for stoning for inciting an individual. And the Gemara infers, Harabim Mechenek, one who incites the public, such as in Ir Nidachas, a majority of a city's population, is only liable for Chenek. At first, the Gemara explains, Masnit Rib Shimon, the Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rib Shimon, but this is actually Machlokes in the Braisa. Navi Shediach Beskila, Rib Shimon Aimer Bechenek. The Tanakhama says that a prophet who incites others to serve by desire in the name of Hashem is liable for Skila, as any Mesis, but Rib Shimon holds he is liable for Chenek. Similarly, Madichi Ir Nidachas Beskila, Rib Shimon Aimer Bechenek. Tanakhama says that one who incites the public to serve Avodah Zarah is liable for Skila, but Rav Shimon holds he is liable for Chenek. However, the next Mishnah discusses Hamadiach, and the Gemara there explains, Matichi Er Nidach Hashanu. We're discussing one who incites the public, and the Mishnah says he's liable for Skila in accordance with the opinion of the Rabbanan. There, the Gemara asks, Reish Rav Shimon v'sefer Rabbanan? Is it plausible that the Mishnah begins with the opinion of Rav Shimon and concludes with the opinion of the Rabbanan? Then the Gemara explains, Kulu Rabbani. The entire Mishnah follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, and one is liable for Skila in all instances of incitement. And both of our earlier inferences were incorrect. Loizu Avzu Katani. The Mishnah refers to one who incites an individual, but then continues to discuss one who incites the public. Ki Katani Meses Zehedit Lahachmana. A prophet who incites is also liable for Skila. However, the Mishnah referred to the inciter as a commoner to explain that we consider him a lowly person and have no regard for his life, and thus we try to ensnare him, as the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah continues by describing the act of incitement. Amar yesh yira b'mokim pleni, kach echeles, kach sheisa, kach mativa, kach maria. He says there is a deity in such and such a place. This is how it eats, drinks, benefits, and harms. The Mishnah continues, kolchi v'misa shabetara emach min aleim chutz mizu. We do not try to ensnare someone transgressing any prohibition except this one. And the Mishnah explains, Amar l'shnayim, hein edav, mevin oisei lebezen, v'saiklan oisei. If he incites two people, they are not required to warn him, and they can testify in bezen and then stone him. However, Amar l'echad, if he only incited one person, we cannot punish him since we require two witnesses. Therefore, hu oimer yesh li chaveim reitzim b'kach. The individual should say, I have friends who are also interested. If he is clever and refuses to talk to others, the individual can arrange for two witnesses to observe the incitement in hiding. The individual then asks him to repeat his previous words of incitement. After he does so, the person replies, how can we forsake Hashem and serve idols of wood and stone? If it retracts, all the better. But Vim Amar Kachi Chavisenu Kach Yafalanu Ha'im Demacher Agedim Mevinis Lebezin Mesekel Noisei. If he maintains his position, the witnesses can bring him to court, testify, and stone him. The Mishnah concludes by listing possible expressions for which a Mesis is liable. Ha'imer Evid Elich VeAvid Nelich VeNavid. One says, "I will serve Avodah Zarah," or "I will go serve Avodah Zarah," or "Let us go serve Avodah Zarah." Or azabeach, elich vazabeach, nelich v'nezabeach. I will slaughter Avodah Zarah, or I will go to slaughter Avodah Zarah, or let us go slaughter Avodah Zarah. Or actor, elich v'actor, nelich v'nactor. I will burn Avodah Zarah, or I will go burn Avodah Zarah, or let us go burn Avodah Zarah. Or anasich, elich v'anasich, nelich v'nanasich. I will pour Avodah Zarah, or I will go pour Avodah Zarah, or let us go pour Avodah Zarah. Or eshtachva, elich v'eshtachva, nelich v'neshtachva. I will bow Avodah Zarah, or I will go bow Avodah Zarah, or let us go bow Avodah Zarah. He is liable for stoning. Zok the Mishnah, Hamadiach, zeho imer, nelich v'navid avodis kechav. A Madiach refers to one who incites Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara explains, Madichi ir nidachas shanu kan. This refers to one who incites an ir nidachas, the majority of a city's population. Mishnah continues, Hamachashiv, ho'isa ma'isachayiv, v'loi ho'iches esaynayim. Only one who truly performs an act of sorcery is liable for skila, not someone who merely creates an illusion of sorcery. The Gemara elaborates on the prohibition of sorcery. The Pasuk says, Mechasheifa loisachaya, Mechasheif echere ish ve'echere isha. Both men and women are liable for sorcery. But mata malevim mechasheifa, memnesha reib nasha mitzuyis b'kshafim. The Torah used the female term since women were inclined to practice sorcery. The Gemara cites a machlekes misasin b'ma, regarding a sorcerer's death penalty. Rabbi Yisak lili oimer nemekam mechasheifa loisachaya, v'nemelahan loisachaya kol neshama. Malhal Masayef Avkam Masayef. The Pasuk used the term Sechaya regarding both sorcery and eliminating the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we expand Gzereshav that just as they were wiped out by the sword, so to a sorcerer is punished with the sword. However, Bekiva Imr Nemakam Machashefa Loi Sechaya, Benem Lahalan Im Behema Im Ish Lo Yichya, Malhal Beskila Avkam Beskila. The Pasuk used the term Tichya regarding sorcery and the similar term Yichya regarding the prohibition to ascend Har Sinai during Mount Terah. Therefore, we expound the Gzeir Shabbat that just as they were liable for stoning, so to a sorcerer is liable for stoning. The Torah juxtaposes the prohibition of sorcery with the prohibition against bestiality to teach us that sorcery is also liable for stoning. However, this is not sufficient reason to stone a sorcerer. As Rashi explains, because Rabbi Yehuda Leidor Shmuchin, Rabbi Yehuda does not expound the juxtaposition of Pesukim. Rather, he says, Oivi Yedaini Bechlam Machashim Hayu, Veloma Yatsu, Lahakash Alein, Velaimalach, Ma Oivi Yedaini Beskila, Af Machashif Beskila. Oivi Yedaini are particular forms of sorcery, and the Torah specifies that they are liable for Skila. Therefore, we apply the principle, Kodobish Yotim Lachlal, Lalamid, Al Kol Haklal Yatsa. This was not intended as an exception, but as a general principle that one who performs any type of sorcery is liable for skila. The Gemara points out, Hilchas Keshafim Kehilchas Shabbos. The laws of sorcery are similar to the laws of Shabbos in that they are divided into three categories. Ha'oisa Maisa Beskila, one who performs sorcery is liable for stoning. Ha'oichas Esoinayim Pater Aval Aser, one who pretends to perform sorcery is not liable for stoning but is prohibited midrabanan. It is permitted to learn Sefer Yetzirah and thereby create animals, as Rashi explains. These are divine methods using His holy name. The Gemara discusses the power of sorcery. Sorcery has the power to oppose the heavenly host, and a sorcerer can kill someone who is destined to live. However, B'chanina said, "Ein oid milvadoi afil ledvar kishafim." Nothing restricts Hashem in any way. And the Gemara explains, "Shani B'chanina did not fish chuse." For someone like B'chanina, who had abundant merit, sorcery holds no power. The Gemara debates the power of sorcery. The pasuk says, "V'yemer hachartum el pari etzba elikimhi." Pari sorcerers were unable to create kingdom lice. Amar Reb Eliezer, "Mikan she'ein hashed yochli baris bari yepachas mikisayra." This was because the demons cannot create anything smaller than a kernel of barley. However, Papa Amafilika Gamla Nami Lematsibari, they cannot create anything. Rather, they summon the creatures from elsewhere and high michnifle bahilo michnifle. Large animals can be gathered, but small creatures cannot be gathered from long distances.